Is there a nice way of saying that? What's the nicest way you can say that?
We used to, he puked.
Now, that's not the nicest way I know, is it?
Well, I vomit, that's about
a
heave or something like that. Vomit and heave, that's about a nice way you can see, wouldn't it?
Okay, and yeah. Puke is not too...
No, I think about a buzzard when you see that.
Oh, really? Why don't you think about a buzzard?
Well, that's what he do. You know.
Buzzard, oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, buzzard, that's where he puke. That's about the only thing he do, I reckon. Well, people heave or anything else, they heave.
Is that right?
That's just old word be used, you know.
And then if you say a person vomited, talking about, you know, his stomach,
yeah.
You'd say he was sick.
Yes, sick on his stomach.
All right. Yeah. The boy is very much interested in a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to see her a lot, and he hangs around her. You say he was doing what?
He's going himself courting her, right?
Is that what they would have said about you back in the old days?
No. My dad-in-law wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say it like that.
He would?
No, he wouldn't say that. He wouldn't say it like that.
What would he say?
He called a boy. I said, he said, that boy's kind of smelling around seeing this girl.
Oh, my God. He's smelling
around. Yeah, I know he's kind of smelling around that girl.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, but he wouldn't say knocking around. He said smelling around.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, and then if they're going together, you know, if he's smelling around her, you'd say that. I like that. You'd say that he was her what?
Yeah. He said that. Nowadays, they say that's a boyfriend or girlfriend.
What did they say in the old days?
You know, back then, they'd say this, my beau.
Beau?
And that's his beau. That's his sister, more beau, they'd say then.
Or what would the girl be then? He'd be her beau, and she'd be his what?
Oh, I don't know. What did they call the girl? They did thing called a boy, the beau. I forget now. Just what they called him.
I don't know. Tell them what you were calling him. No telling. That's right. And we never knew it. That's right.
Well, I don't know what they called
him. But you got him, didn't you? And you've had him a long time.
Yeah, about 55 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you.
If he asked her to marry him and she didn't want him, what would you say she did to him?
Well, if she didn't want him, she ought to be told him the truth.
Yeah, back a long time before,
I'm telling you, that's right. Yeah.
Well, suppose that he asked her to marry him and she decided she didn't want to marry him. So you'd say she did what to him?
Well, I'd say she just decided she didn't want to marry him. You couldn't say it if she fooled him. Because, you know.
Yeah, what would it mean if she fooled him?
Well, if she promised marriage and didn't marry, that's fooling.
I see.
Yeah, that's fooling.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, would you say she turned him down or she threw him over?
Yeah, something like that or something like that. You see, if she put him down or something like that.
All right. Mm-hmm. But if she said yes, then they'd go ahead and get...
Get married, well.
All right, what's the... At a wedding, who's the man who stands up with the groom? What do they call him?
The groom, the man, he's called a groom.
Yeah, the man and the bride. But then who stands, when you got married, what did you call the man who stood up for you?
Oh, I can't think now what we call. We call him now, one that walks out with him. The best man, ain't it? Something like we call it.
Yeah, that's one thing you call
him. Yeah, best man, I think.
What about the girl who stands up with the bride?
Mm-hmm. Well, she called her the best lady, too, I think that we call her. What that?
Bride.
Bride, something, I don't know.
Okay, Mrs. Cameron said the bridesmaid.
You probably so.
So that's one thing they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear...